So today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 8, which is on page 1042 of the Church Bibles. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Israel. Okay, I'm going to invite Ollie up to preach now. Ollie, can I pray with you? He's come with his shopping bag. Father, thank you for Ollie. We pray a blessing on him as he speaks to us this evening, and we pray a blessing on us as we listen. Give us the ears to hear and give Ollie the words to say. And we pray that any nerves or any symptoms of his cold will just disappear, Lord, and we'll be able to hear the message that you want us to hear this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, good evening. So I'll be preaching this evening on a beginner's guide to prayer. I'd really like to set a context to begin with. What is prayer? Now, this got me thinking about a friend in the motorbike club I ride in. His name's Rocky, and he is an absolute solid brother in Christ. And I got it into my mind that I'd really like to discover how he approaches God through prayer. I wondered if it was any different to the style that I use. So I asked him, and you know, I said, "Yeah, how do you pray? How do you approach God?" And he said to me, "Well, first off, Ollie," he said, "you call it prayer, and I call it chatting with the Lord." He said, "What I do is I sit down, and in my mind, I pull up a bar stool and I sit next to Jesus and I tell him my problems. I just pour my heart out to him." He said he's my best friend and he's my heavenly father. And I think, to be honest with you, I really can't put it any better than that. For a beginner's guide to prayer, that's exactly what it is. So I'd like to open really with this statement. I love prayer. I absolutely love it. But what you must also know is that one of my first prayers to God went like this. "Lord, I need you to give me a love for your word, because I just don't feel that way about it. I found it frustrating in the beginning, confusing, and actually boring at times, to be honest with you. But I knew in my spirit that that wasn't right." As I began to read the scriptures little by little, I began to grow and to enjoy the word of the Lord. But that took time. It took seasons, ups and downs, trial and error. But the Lord is faithful. Amen? Now, is this a sermon about the word or is this a sermon about prayer? The point I'm trying to make is that I now love the word. But more than that, I believe the whole word of God, cover to cover. That has become the foundation of my prayer life. Now, I'm still growing, trying to figure things out. But the fact remains, the word of God is where you will find your foundation in prayer. Furthermore, the scriptures will also help you discern, as you pray, whether the response you are getting is coming from God or the enemy. Luke 11, verse 1, is where I'd like to explore my first point. Where we pray. You can pray wherever and whenever you like. Let's look at the first line. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. I will explore with you what that means or suggests. A little before this chapter, in Luke 5:16, we are taught that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. I wonder how many of you in this room have that special place that you go to be with God. Of course, we all know that the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us and we can access him at any time. But it's more than that. There is an intimacy that you can encounter through prayer when you are completely free from distraction. Free from distraction doesn't mean the phone on silent but still on vibrate in case you miss something. And it doesn't mean turning the radio off in the car but still concentrating on driving. Nor does it mean I've got a quick 2 or 3 minutes before my favourite program starts. All of which I'm familiar with because I've been guilty of trying to squeeze Jesus into suit my schedule. But it never replaces that supernatural encounter with Jesus in that certain place. I want to be careful here that I don't plant a seed in your mind that if you don't manage to get to your certain place, then you can't encounter God in the way that I'm describing. I started in my opening statement by acknowledging that we go through seasons and ups and downs. Your job may change, you may have children, or school holidays can throw your routine right out the window. So you may need to change your certain place once in a while, along with the time you go there. But the important thing is this, that you learn to enter into the stillness of your heart through prayer. That's one of the places where you will really encounter Jesus. What do I mean by the stillness of your heart? Well, as you sit, it takes a while for all of the rubbish that you've taken in through your eyes during the day to disappear. The strangest of thoughts and memories seem to visit your mind, but as soon as you settle down, that stuff just drifts away. And you find yourself in a place that I can only describe as I assume is like heaven. It's a real beautiful place to be. The second point I'd like to explore is intimacy through prayer. The second part of 11 verse 1 really intrigues me. The disciples say to Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Now, there are, to my knowledge, no known accounts of John teaching his disciples to pray. Now, this is speculation, but based on the religious order that the disciples would have been so culturally used to, I believe they were referring to John's relationship with God through prayer. When they asked Jesus to teach them, not how to pray practically, they would have been all too familiar with the elaborate praying in the marketplace. Now, I know Jesus demonstrates to us the words to use, but listen to those words for a moment. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Not just Father, Father of the Jews, but everyone's Father. It suggests relationship and intimacy. Now, some time ago when I worked in a prison, I used to attend church at lunchtime with the inmates. And I had a friend that led the group with the inmates. And I can remember him saying to me, when people ask me if I believe in Jesus, his response was, "Of course. I know him." I can't tell you how that captured my heart when I used to hear that. That really set my heart on fire. I thought to myself at the time, imagine being able to say to people, "I know Jesus." To me, that was something so special. Now, achieving that took years of prayer and seeking God. I had to dedicate myself to that, but it came. Psalms 25:14, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. God has shown me depths of his personality that I never would have known existed unless I bothered to seek him. It's exciting and a huge privilege. I've never come out of the throne room without being hugely impacted by what God has revealed to me. And this leads me to my third point. When do we pray? As we look at the final part of today's scripture, we have a man who shamelessly wakes his neighbor at midnight for some bread for a traveler who has come to stay. That is a request. We present our request to the Lord through prayer, just as this man is asking for bread. The first reaction of the neighbor is to tell the man to go away. And we're all human beings. I mean, we try our best, but we get tired at times and perhaps can be caught off guard. As you all know, we have a newborn baby in our house. And if you knocked on our door at midnight and woke the baby up, my wife might have a few choice phrases to share with you. However, God is not like us. We can approach him at any time of day or night, over any situation. In fact, he absolutely delights in communicating with us. Now, as I stated at the beginning, I love prayer. And I want to share with you something personal that I do that you might like to try in your prayer life. I keep a prayer journal, and I have done for as long as I've been a Christian. Let me ask you a question. How do you know if God is answering your prayers if you don't keep a prayer journal of dates and times and what the details are? Often we get prayer requests from people who are going through some form of suffering, and all too often we reply quickly with one of those emojis of praying hands. But are we really praying for them? Now, I've brought with me today a little prayer kit that I've put together. This is my show and tell part of this sermon. Okay. This is actually my first prayer journal. Something really special about this. If you guys are familiar, when you find an old box and it's got a family album in it full of old photographs and times that you've enjoyed and memories, and you're looking through those and saying, look at us, how young we looked, and do you remember doing that, and look at our clothes and look at our hair, all those things. I can only describe this book like that. When I sit down with this and look at it with my wife, some of the things that God has said to me that I've recorded in here is so precious. I can't encourage you enough to do that and look back. And quite frankly, some of the things that I thought I was discerning to be right back then were just absolutely way off the mark. But it's a good learning tool to have. I have got a 3 meter long charger cable for my iPhone. Now, God usually speaks to me in early hours of the morning. So out of years of disobedience, what I've tended to do is wake up in the middle of the night, hear something from God, and then lay there out of disobedience thinking, I'm not getting up. And it goes 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. He won't let me sleep. So I've learned, make it easier for yourself and just have a lead that's long enough to go to your bed so that you can use your phone. These are my earphones for my phone if I want to listen to worship music. I've learned from experience, don't wake the baby. So that's a really good thing to have. Obviously a pen. We need to write down the things that God says to us. There's not really much more I can say and drag that one out. This is actually, it's a bit tatty. I used to have this actually in my first house group that I attended with Sally. It's important, obviously, you know, to have a Bible, but what's special about this, this is the first one, and it was my first Bible. It was signed and dated. So it gives me a reference because I've got lots of dates and things written in here that I can look at against my prayer journal sometimes. So that's a really helpful thing to have as well. Thankfully, my kids haven't chucked anything in there as well, so to embarrass me to pull out of the bag. So, okay. Really, what I'm trying to demonstrate here is come with an expectant heart to prayer. Be excited. Bring tools and be excited at what the Lord wants to say to you. When the creator of the universe has something to say to you, it pays to be ready to pay attention. Now, my pattern is often early hours of the morning to pray, but that's just me. It's different for everyone. This isn't about me and what I do. It's about different ways of communicating with the Heavenly Father. My pattern has developed over years. So to conclude, we've looked at where we pray, that certain place. We've looked at intimacy through prayer and recognizing that God is our Father and He's approachable. And finally, we've looked at when we pray. Now at this stage, we have a special guest that wants to come up at the front, who's been practicing something all week that I'm hoping he's going to come and share with us. He did this morning, so let's pray that he does again. Good boy. Come up here with Daddy now. Good boy. Well done. Okay. Now, we just want to share something with you that we taught our children in bite-sized chunks in our house to pray. So really what we'd love to do with you is Caleb will say a portion of the prayer, and then if you repeat it afterwards, then that way we can pray together. Okay, you ready?
Our Father.
Our Father.
Who's in heaven.
Who is in heaven.
How's your name.
Holy is your name.
Your kingdom come.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
Your will be done.
On earth.
On earth.
As in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
Give us our sins.
And forgive us our sins.
We give yous.
As we forgive those.
Who sin against us.
Who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation.
Lead us not into temptation.
But give us the evil.
But deliver us from evil.
Yours is a kingdom.
For yours is the kingdom.
The power. And the glory.
And the glory.
Forever, ever. Amen.
Well done. I'm glad he decided to do that. We have got reserves in our house, as you know, but they're at home in bed. So, guys, my closing thought. You see, what Caleb just did there, he demonstrated the fruit when you do something in bite-sized chunks. This is a sermon about a beginner's guide to prayer. Now, I've expanded about the excitement that God has blessed me with as I've gone on. But as a beginner's guide, just start small. God will bring the increase. Just start with 2 or 3 minutes a day if praying is new to you. And just say things to God and talk to God in your own way. But know this, this is so important. If it's important to you, then it's important to God. I really would like it if you took that home with you. If it's important to you, then it's important to God. If some of the things that I've spoken about today seem completely foreign to you, but you're intrigued, I pray that you will ask God to give you a diligence to seek His word and Him through prayer. One of the huge privileges of being allowed to stand up here and speak to you is that I can be honest about my lack of interest in the word and in prayer when I first became a Christian. It allows me to share a common ground with other Christians and do away with a preconceived idea that I was born this way. I had to develop a relationship with God. There's absolutely nothing special about me whatsoever. He loves us all the same, and every one of you are entitled to the same relationship as I have with Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Amen.